Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You look like the one. Like, listen, guys, this is how the traps work. What you got to understand is you take the stick and knock the cheese off and then you get
said,
the cheese.
You said I look like an intelligent mouse?
He only eats Munster cheese.
You be holding civil rights movie like, no, nah, man, mouse lives matter. You understand me?
Yo, guys, I'm going to say something so positive to him.
I thought it was too. I knew it was starting off, I was like, this is going to be a roast. And then he's like, you look like a really intelligent. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, mouse. I was like, man.
You should, I knew that was a roast coming from a mile away. You should have just
waited. That's because you only smell roast.
Shut up. Your background looks exactly like it goes so well with your personality.
And the outfit.
Yes,
it is so like if I hadn't seen actually I've never been to your house, but having a whole bunch of vinyls and I'm like, you know what? Is that Miles Davis right behind you?
Yeah, that's Miles right there.
And fuck all that. Tahir look like Arthur.
Whoa. He put the fist up.
Oh my gosh. How do you be thinking of this stuff, Pat? Jeez.
No, he does a lot of coke. He does a lot of coke.
Jesus.
Tahir, you should shoot content from there. I would like to see you speak from there. You should I like
that's that. That's what the podcast is gonna be. Low key, Jason just hit me up. It's like Manscaped hit me up and wanna do a solo deal. So I'm gonna try to get the podcast going off.
Who's Jason?
Your brother, Jason. He's my manager.
You have a brother, Kevin.
We ain't got the same dad. Hey, how come black people do not say half brother and step brother? We just don't believe in that.
No, we say it in the explanation because my brother, you got a brother? My half brother. I don't really.
But we never lead off with that.
Mm-hmm. We only do that when it's not our parent. They're like, yeah, my stepdad had to drop me off. You never just say, like, my dad dropped me off. You say, you always make that clarification initially with the parent figure.
That's true.
Why do you think we're like that?
Because
that nigga ain't my daddy. We quick to throw that in somebody's face. That nigga ain't my daddy.
That's so hard.
Listen, when Farron and Kendall first moved out here, she used to call me Rob. Kendall called me Rob all the time, right? And so I told her one day in the car, I was like, Kendall, you know, you can start calling me dad. I'm here. I'm not going nowhere. And then she was like, I am. Once you marry her, then I start calling you dad. She was like, I'm holding out to make sure it's real.
You're out here making business decisions.
This was at 5, bro. This little girl.
At 5?
At 5. She been here before.
She said, can you sign right here? I got a notary.
And literally right after, she was like, okay, dad. And I was like, that's weird that you could turn it on and off like that, kid.
That's crazy, man.
Yo, you know what's super irritating right now? Amazon drivers be driving their trucks and they don't be wanting to park, so they just park in the middle of the street in the lane, and it's so irritating to me.
Why is that irritating? Why are you going places?
No, I just be looking on my balcony like, why do you feel like you can park there in the middle of the street?
You became that neighbor now. You on neighborhood watch?
I'll be on my balcony like,
I'm gonna change your name on your screen to Karen right now because you sound like one of those ones that's gonna start calling the police on everything. What's up, Tone? Nice of you to join us.
Jonas.
I said hey, Jonas.
Hey, Tony.
Judgment.
Tony, you be late all the
Jonas, time. Brother. Huh?
Tony, you be late all the time.
How you
I was literally, I woke up at 1 o'clock.
Okay, but we were supposed to start at 1.
How you? Tell what time?
I didn't know we were doing this today until I woke up at 1 o'clock.
What did you do last night?
I've been playing Call of Duty till like 6 in the morning.
Like every man has become a teenage boy during this.
You know what's so crazy is Tony is such an old fart. So when he says something like Call of Duty, we'd be like, "What? You know about video games? Thought you had a tic-tac-toe carnival."
Tic-tac-toe carnival.
Playing video games at your house.
That's true.
Tony's so old though. I just picture him playing the World War I version with in the trenches.
Now this was a war.
Out there with the revolver for no reason, like you know you could get a different gun. He's like,
Tony was on the red
one bullet at a time.
I got a musket, man. Muskets only for me.
You gotta load the
bro,
pistol.
Bro, can you really, bro, Pat? The funniest thing about a musket is they was in full battle with one shot.
They one shot.
Reloading for 45 minutes.
I feel
minutes.
Like they had to like stagger. Like, okay, you three, you guys load up. Y'all are first.
Oh yeah.
Round.
Oh yeah.
They definitely did that.
No, I feel like they were surprised when they got hit. They were like, oh damn, somebody over there is pretty good.
This nigga's a sniper.
Bro, I seen Glory for the first time last week. War was so stupid. They would literally be across from each other and then just shoot and then just walk to each other.
You don't remember that looking out the window as a kid?
Yo, like I wonder who decided who went on the front line, because like I would never want to be on the front line.
That was
I be as close
no, I
to
think
back.
It's by rank. I think if you're like the newest, then you gotta go to the front.
No, that was honor. It was the biggest, the best battle. The best warriors were in the front.
Oh, that's how they lied to people. They're like, oh, it's honorable. You
well,
go
the general
all the way to back. I'm the least of you.
The general never was, unless it was like George Washington or something. But I feel like the generals was never front lines. It was just like go.
That's what I'm saying. It was in the back.
No, that always creeped me out. Like y'all really did that. I'm with the drone warfare, to be honest.
That's crazy.
For real.
Let me attack from home.
Yo, man, especially when they had like the spears and everything, they just running toward each other, fam. Nah, put me in the middle of the back, bro. Put me in the middle so I can fake dead on a battlefield.
I wonder how many soldiers did that. Just fake dead, just laid out there.
But you know what they do? They go back around and they like shoot. Like, once everybody's dead and laid out, you just start shooting people to make sure they're
but
dead.
But they were fighting for, like, days. They would be fighting for, like, 6 days straight.
Mm-hmm. I can't do
is
nothing
there a break?
For 6 days
you get
straight.
To, like, go take a nap?
It seemed like the Spartans were fighting for, like, weeks at a time. That's what they made it seem.
That's impossible. When do you sleep? Is it like, oh, Company A, you guys get 3 hours. Rest of you out here.
That's funny. Y'all fighting just like... All right, I'm gonna
try. How do you sleep?
They didn't fight at night. They always fought like at the crack of dawn, like soon as the sun's like hit. And then I pictured them stopping because you can't. It's too much
like,
friendly fight.
Fuck y'all.
Blow the whistle.
Made it to fight another day. All right, guys, time for chow.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and kick it off, man. We got some great topics today. This is Squadcast Versus. We got the whole squad in the building in their respectable homes, respecting this social distancing. Tony Baker just woke up still with a sleep breath. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you.
I brushed my teeth.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, cool.
You didn't tell us anything.
No, I did. That's why I was like, all right, I'll be there in a minute to hear. And then I brushed my teeth, washed my face, came in.
Solid. All right, guys. Well, let's jump right into this first topic right after this. Hey, what's going on? It's Tahir Moore, and I want to let you guys know that this episode is sponsored by Mack Weldon. Now, some of you all might be asking yourself, who is Mack Weldon? What is Mack Weldon? Well, I'm going to let you know. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Let me tell you what that is. You see these joggers right here? Oh, my God. You talking about soft and comfortable? It doesn't get any better than this. As you guys know, we've all kind of just been lying around the house, chilling for the past couple weeks. And what better way to do it than in the perfect joggers or sweats or underwear or t-shirt or socks? You can't go wrong with Mack Weldon. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Since I got my Mack Weldon, I have been lounging tough I love the quality of these joggers, man. I love how amazing they feel on my skin. You can tell that the fabric was really thought out. They put a lot of planning into this. I really love the tapered leg. A lot of joggers, you get them, man, they be too big or too bulky, but these are perfectly tapered at the ankle. I love it. They are great for lounging, great for running to the grocery store, whatever I need to do throughout the day. Now, Matt Weldon really values its loyal customers. So much, in fact, they created Weldon Blue, which is a free loyalty program. All you have to do is sign up. It is completely free to sign up. What does a loyalty program get you? I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. Level one gets you free shipping on whatever you buy. Doesn't matter how much or how little, you get free shipping. Once you get to level two, after you spend $200 on Mack Weldon products, you also continue to receive the free shipping, but you now get 20% off any purchase for an entire year. Come on, guys. Not only that, you also get new product updates before they drop to everyone else. You'll receive that email and that alert first. You need to hop on this. Now, because you guys are watching and y'all rock with the squad, I'm going to give you guys a little something extra. How's 20% off your first purchase sound? It should sound fantastic because you're getting it, okay? All you have to do is go to MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code SQUAD. That's S-Q-U-A-D-D. Again, go to MackWeldon, MackWeldon.com, enter the promo code SQUAD, and you guys are going to get hooked up with that 20% off your first order. Guess what? You're welcome. We have sweatpants / joggers versus jeans. Let's go. Kev, I already know you won't.
I'm just laughing at Doughboy. Doughboy is like a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Like, I want to talk. Let me go ahead.
He was like, don't text me like 3 times trying to get me to put yoga pants on there. And I was like, bro, I can't do it. He's like, what about gauchos, man? Gauchos are comfortable.
Gauchos.
Corduroy. Shut up.
Leggings. Nothing for leggings.
I grew up in corduroy. Back in the 30s?
Yeah.
I would normally say joggers and sweats just because as a big man and a man of girth my whole life, that's the best thing. But recently...
You can't dress. You got to throw that...
Shut up. but recently, I didn't dabble in size 38 jeans. So that's a great feeling to be back in the 30s. So I've been wearing jeans.
Do you really prefer jeans or did you just want to... stud on the 38.
I just kind of wanted to let you know where I'm at in my life. 38, that was the...
Which one do you like better?
I think I like jeans better. I think I like the way they make my legs look better than sweats.
I hate your jeans, though. You always buy jeans that you should never... How you wearing brown jeans? Your jeans look like Tahir's shirt. You got jeans the color of pennies.
You got jeans sponsored by Black and Mild.
They're not even like regular jean colors.
Yeah. He had on some acid rock wash green jeans. He was like, where did you get those from? Who sells?
That's what you don't understand. Back in the day, those pants were still too big. They were still in the 40s, and they're Levi's. Those are the only colors they had. So I had to.
Yeah, the bigger the size is, the uglier the clothes get. Like, man, give the fat niggas the ugly stuff. That's how they always do. Like when you go to Ross and you see the huge shoes, they are hideous.
Yeah.
Size 17, give them the clown shoes, Ronald McDonald.
That explains Michael Jordan's whole outfit.
Jordan's pants, his pockets be so big. They look like manila folders.
Like he can put a Nintendo cartridge in his pocket. It's just too big.
Michael Jordan is so good at basketball that God did not have room for no ability to talk, no ability to dress. He's like, you want to be able to dunk from the free throw line? You ain't gonna be able to pick out the right jeans. Then you can't have.
He's wearing dress shoe boots.
Yeah,
and dress shoe boots with his jeans.
And what does?
He's so committed to basketball, he still wears a hoop earring. It's like, fam, hang it up. If you don't put some diamonds in your ears, nigga.
What does he have against tailored suits? His suits is always baggy.
Kings of Comedy.
He stopped living life in 98, was like, nah, I'm not going any further. This is it.
His suits got better, like, in recent years. I feel like I saw him in a suit, and it looked like it was a little bit more tailored.
At Kobe's memoriam, it was doable. His outfit was doable.
He got better.
But it was a funeral. How do you mess that up?
Easy.
Michael Jordan be having Giannis eyes too. I love him, but his eyes look like double sweatshirt.
No, for real. Him and the dude and from Get Out, they eyes always look like, bro, did you just come out some heat?
Oh, man, we were watching Queen and Slim. I was like, Queen
takes? He was like Cyclops with no shoes.
He ain't drinking enough water.
Like, all right, action. He was like, why are you doing that before they shoot? I like it's the like way the bloodshot look.
He a method actor. He'd be like, give me the Tabasco sauce.
Eye drops?
So y'all might not remember this. But when I first started at ADD, I used to try to wear jeans and shirts I bought from Macy's. Boy, oh
what
boy.
What's wrong with your jeans, by the way, Kip? Is your body not made?
Yeah, yep.
Like, what is... Or what,
okay,
what
Doughboy, first of all, you can't tuck your back fat into your jeans, so you hush.
Woo.
You're in size 38 jeans, but your hips are in 42 still. You stop.
You got to fold his back fat over and then tuck it in like...
You tell me I gotta blouse my stomach out, you motherfucker! Shut up.
You built like your back fat like a folded sheet. It don't never want to stay on the rest of the mattress.
You gotta put that back fat in with a butter knife. He just be trying to hammer it.
He gotta use a shoehorn to get out of his jeans.
Wow! You
stop. Your legs are in them jeans. The top half is not.
Doughboy got to connect two belts and have them go around twice.
Hey, man, shut up, man. Man, move, distribute these jokes. Shit. I don't got to be the recipient of all of it.
Back to Ken. I talked to him again. Ken, why your jeans don't ever look right?
I'm going to tell you what. I only wear jeans now because so you don't see my balls. That's the only reason.
But wait, I thought you're too short or something.
No, I'm gonna tell you the worst thing about having an all deaf. Somewhere along the line, when Nike Tech Fleece became popular, I was like, "Oh wait, it's cool to wear these sweats to work." And then for 3 years, I don't. It got so bad when I wore jeans. Y'all was like, "Kevin, you sick? Why are you wearing jeans?"
It's the same thing with Pat. Pat has worn joggers and sweat so long. When we see him in jeans, like, you got a funeral?
I've never seen Pat in jeans.
No, Pat wears.
It looks very awkward.
Pat wears joggers and sweat so much. When he dresses up, he wears jeans and thinks he's dressing up.
Yeah, that is dressing up.
Accurate.
But can we wait? Are we just gonna breeze past the fact that Kev bought a new house and now he's like, man, I can't wear. I only can wear jeans because everything else, my big ass balls are so. The only thing that can cover my newly rich big balls is these denim jeans.
I never said my balls were big. I just said you could see them. I don't really have big meat.
I'm about to get off this conversation.
I have standard issue. I don't have big standard
issue. Why are you acting like jeans is the only thing that can cover your balls?
No, it's just
with sweats, you see people's balls.
Oh, sweats be like, they outline the
pants. Women love it. Women love gray sweatpants, not gonna lie, because you can see everything you need to know about a man in gray.
I don't
wear. Meg is on a different level after this baby, man. Meg just letting her freak side out.
Saw the outline.
Every woman has seen a man and seen his imprint in gray sweats and was like, okay, yeah, he's got something, or no, he ain't working with nothing.
But see, hold on. I think that's misleading. Because if a woman was just to see me in some gray sweats, she might be like, whatever. But then when I'm ready for the game, it's going to be a different game.
Some people women, are growers, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So women are cheating themselves all across the country.
Nigga, your cholesterol is growing. Shut up. See, Doughboy be like, ooh, he packing some turkey legs in them.
Turkey legs.
He got turkey legs and now ladies in his gray sweats.
Damn it, man.
And Meg, you shut up over there looking like Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Niggiego?
She's been looking for her eyes for 10 years.
So low-key, Carmen Sandiego is on the top tier of sexy cartoons with Nala and Jessica Rabbit.
Nala
in them bushes, man. Nala in them bushes.
The way she looked at Simba after she pinned him, I was like,
Wait. You guys are going to sit here and tell me that a female lion was giving you more than Princess Jasmine?
Oh.
Just Miss Jasmine.
No, that's disgusting.
Princess, the Ursula was bad too, though. Y'all sleeping on Ursula.
No.
Ursula was like a thick auntie, but she wasn't bad. She was like,
I mean, but I would have took her down.
Nah, not playing.
All the Disney princesses, you was like, nah, Ursula, man.
Ursula can get it, though.
Ursula and Jessica Rabbit, you guys are disgusting.
Jessica Rabbit is number one, hands down.
Okay, Jessica Rabbit, yes. Jessica Rabbit was they made her dimensions very hourglassy, but Nala, she a lion.
It was the bushes. It was the bushes.
I guarantee Jessica Rabbit didn't have ass. It was all hips. Oh, yeah.
Armin Sandiego, Pat, part of it was the mystery thing. She had the hat and stuff. She had the coat.
And you know why she had a big ass hat? Because she looked like The Rock in disguise. Look at that chin.
Oh, I ain't talking about that. No,
she looks like Moana.
Jessica Rabbit had cakes too.
But Carmen Sandiego was handsome. Shit.
Carmen Sandiego had lawyer face.
She's like a public defender.
There's a new Carmen Sandiego on Netflix, and she looks really cute, actually.
Yeah, they made her look like a new Disney thing. I'm talking about
she
the original.
Said she looked like The Rock.
No, The Rock could play the old Sandy.
Oh, my God.
Tom, what's your favorite between jeans or joggers or sweats?
I'm going with jeans. Jeans.
She does look like she looks like Goliath from the Gargoyles.
What is a Gargoyle?
I blend the Gargoyle and Gargoyle together. It's a rail dressed Gargoyle.
We try to find out what Carmen Sandiego is cooking.
Word up. Stop talking right now.
Why is she wearing a trench coat and a turtleneck? She's doing the most. What's she trying to hide?
And Carmen Sandiego used to let me know I didn't know nothing about no other countries but America.
Right. What did she do? I never really watched that show. She
was a thief.
She would go to like different, she would hide in like different places, and the whole like premise of the show is you had to figure out what country she was in based on like the clues.
She was a criminal?
She stole from the criminals.
She was in different countries, but you never knew why she was there or how she had the money to pay for it. She was an IG model back in the day.
That was good. I see how you connected those dots, though. That was good.
Everybody that gets looted out can sometimes pay for themselves. And Carmen Sandiego was handling business because she was stealing from the thieves.
Okay? Oh boy, out here drinking warm gravy out of that red cup. Like, red
gravy. Shut up.
If I never had to wear jeans again ever in my life, I would be happy. I love sweatpants and shorts and sweatshorts. Those are even better than it's just the best, man.
Hey, if you wear jeans while you lounging at home, I seriously think that you might be crazy.
Oh yeah, why would you wear jeans at home?
Here's the thing though, but okay, so at home, obviously you wear sweatpants. Jeans, they're just for going out. But if you're going out somewhere like let's say you're going to a dinner, you would really wear joggers and sweats over jeans.
I just don't want to.
Doughboy wore shorts with the tassels to Kev's birthday dinner.
First of all, they were camouflaged. That's a different thing.
It was specific instructions in the email. It was an after five event, and he wore shorts.
Didn't you wear a jersey and shorts and Jordans to your own wedding?
No boy, absolutely. Wow! Man.
You wear a jersey to your wedding?
It wasn't a jersey, but I did wear cargo shorts and team Jordans. That's why I think the marriage failed.
It was you didn't even wear pants to your wedding?
Oh man,
who wears shorts to their wedding, though, boy? Where did you see
somebody? Show us your favorite mode. Shorts over everything, though.
Oh man, it was hot, man. We got married at a park, man. It was a quinceañera next door. It was a whole thing. I didn't have time to think.
I still didn't even rent out the park.
But you got dressed at home. You didn't know the quinceañera was there until you were already there.
I was wrapping my vows and nobody was bobbing their head. I felt stupid.
You remember your vows?
I was like, I met you 8 years ago back at Wells Fargo. The kids and everybody was just like, man, hurry up.
You? Wait a second. Hold on, wait a second. Yes, Tony. You Joe Exotic, your wedding?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
Teddy was the best man and did not want to give me the ring. I was like, give it to me. He was like, man. He was like, it was all to square up.
Boy needs a Netflix documentary.
Oh my God.
84 days later.
Teddy didn't want to give the ring. Give it here. Man, I don't want to be part of this at all.
Hey, Doughboy should have a Netflix documentary called Sloppy Joe Exotic.
Shut up, man. Joggers over jeans. Shut up. Move on.
Doughboy said after his wedding, they went through McDonald's drive-thru and got McFlurries and Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish is the fancy shit.
But wait. You didn't even have catering? You went to McDonald's?
No, man. Then I went and got drunk. New Amsterdam vodka. I drank a fifth of my own.
How long did y'all plan this? Like 30 minutes before? Or
a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Your wedding day was literally just a trip to the park.
I jump into things, and then I figured out, then I try to jump out.
You couldn't even go to Sizzler?
Shut up, man.
I want Doe's book before I write my book.
How your wedding day have the cadence of a soccer game? You went out for McDonald's and pizza afterwards?
The visual of a little kid smacking a piñata and a soccer ball rolling through your wedding party is hilarious.
We had a mobile priest and he was rushing us. Like, man, you got to hurry up. I got another wedding in Bray. I'm like, man, shut up. This is the most important day of my life. Oh, yeah, but the 405, though. All right, man.
He could have fired back, but you got shorts on, bro. Anyway, you take.
I'm gonna go jeans all day, man. I like jeans. I like having two back pockets. I hate the fact that most joggers don't have two back pockets.
What are you putting in your back pockets, Steve?
I put my phone and my wallet in my back pocket.
I'll be putting as much in my back wallet as possible because I don't like bulky pockets.
I hate my front of my hand.
For the guys here, do you guys put your wallet in your back pocket or your front pocket? I used to put it in the back, but now I put it in the front.
I put it in the front.
I put it in my back pocket.
Why do you guys put stuff in your back pocket so you can sit down and break it?
Because not everybody wears pants like you, Pat.
Not everyone what?
Not everyone wears a purse like fun. You have a purse, so you're not in this conversation.
I have a purse, Pat.
You really can't tell. You got a whole purse. That's you got everything.
Pat do look like he got a Gucci coin purse inside of a purse.
Here's the thing about sweats that I don't like. I never like how sweats fall and the way they stop at the bottom. So that's always an issue for me.
You got to get tapered sweats, man. Spend a little extra money and get the tapered sweats.
You know another problem inherently that I have with jeans?
What size fits all doesn't fit you?
No, partially. Because they assume all people that have big waists are tall. So back in the day, if I had a 48 waist, they would assume it'd be a 34. But I was short as hell. So I think that they are prejudiced against the fat community.
You never shopped at Penguin?
And you know you get your pants like just taken to the cleaners and they can just hem them up a little bit, right?
Shut up. Get them hamming up. Just put hammers on my pants.
Shut up. I'm going joggers just because of the comfort. Even though I feel like I can't do serious work in joggers.
So wait. You're switching from jeans to joggers now. Because you said jeans in the beginning.
Did I?
He doesn't remember that. That's part of the conversation.
Well, I don't think you should be able to pick joggers to hear because you don't jog.
But I sweat.
Touche.
Like, the only thing I don't like about sweatpants is the pockets are not designed right. Stuff always falls out of the pockets.
Always.
I've lost AirPods, phones fall out.
Donuts, pizza pockets, Skittles, Starburst, Pop-Tarts. Handfuls of rice.
You know what's funny? You just reminded
handfuls
me
of rice? Was it cooked rice?
Just put a handful of rice in your pocket.
I remember that episode we did a Squadcast when Kev said he had ran out the house to get to the church van. And he had sausage in his pocket. No paper towel or nothing. He just had sausage in his pocket.
I remember that.
The van driver was like, you just got meat in your pocket?
My kids are eating Raisin Bran Crunch now, and that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I can take all the ridicule. Bro, I buy Raisin Bran Crunch, and I give them Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms. Huh?
You say Raisin Bran Crunch?
Hey, Kevin messing up all day. He was texting me this morning like he was drunk. I was like, I'm going to get you a sponsor.
Yo, his autocorrect on his phone always make him spell words.
Can you turn it off, Kev? I feel like you turn off your autocorrect.
I don't know how to do that.
It doesn't work.
Huh?
It doesn't work. When you text, you always be, we have to interpret your text.
Man, I be texting fast.
I sent them a dad joke. He was like, this is fantasy. And then he was like, fantasy. Fantastic. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Shut up, Sahir. You.
Shut up. I missed it. What did you say?
I just said you're small.
Jeans, all right, jeans, come on. What are we doing?
I'm going sweats and joggers.
I'm jeans.
I'm joggers. Also, the jeans with the polyester that have like the give of joggers, but our jeans, I like that.
You hella pregnant. You set your pregnant ass up.
I feel bad. I need special jeans. I can't just go off the rack. I need special
stuff. How old are you that you wearing jeggings right now? Like, where are you at in your life when you think jeggings?
You just have some poly. You know what? I just like jeans and joggers. Next topic.
No, because Pat didn't get to go, and Tony didn't explain why he picked jeans.
Oh, he's picking jeans, of course.
Oh, yeah, I picked jeans because I can't perform on stage in sweats. And then jeans, I don't know, they just fit me better. And like sweats, like I said, I don't like the way they fall and the way they bunch up at the bottom. Don't always.
Tony, I'm gonna get you some quality Nike Tech fleece. That's gonna change your life.
He can't wear suspenders with the Nike.
God damn.
Ooh, here looks for a response. Mm. He was looking. Don't act like you frozen. Don't act like you frozen. You good. Your Wi-Fi fucking good.
The joke is frozen.
Started around to eat.
He tried to hold it.
I see you. You own it. You sit in that.
Y'all didn't catch the whole joke. I froze up. The computer froze up.
Nah. So we
you look like one of them Chuck E. Cheese animals when the song's over. You're just like.
That nigga's eyes was darting around, though. Like, I froze it.
Anybody?
Sweats all day.
Sweats, you are.
Cheek.
You say what, Pat? Sweats?
Sweats. Joggers.
I already know.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right,
can we substitute leggings for this since I'm a woman?
Yeah, you good, man. You can do that.
Same thing. Oh, leggings then. Yes. I'm going to say leggings.
All right. Man, I figured as much. Well, Tom, me and you rocking with it, bro. We got the jeans.
We real men.
Y'all can't, here's the thing. Another thing about joggers and sweats, you can't wear them everywhere. Like Tom said, like on stage, out to eat, you go to a party. Like if you got on a nice pair of jeans.
It ain't about that. It's about what you prefer.
Yeah. We didn't say where we going. You said, what do we prefer?
Also, what happens if you do?
Yeah, put out or you won't get let in.
You get ridiculed.
Wait, that don't really happen.
That don't happen.
I'd be getting let in everywhere and I'd be having jeans. I mean, I feel like
because everywhere you go is a laid back function.
They always think he want to go in there to use the restroom. And straight to the back next to the kitchen.
And buy something.
People see Pat walking down the street like, I ain't got no change, fam. What the fuck out of my face?
Dang.
All right, so we only got two for jeans. Looks like the joggers and the sweats have it, man. Moving on to this next topic right after this. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tahir Moore. I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Lightstream. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly what Lightstream is, okay? Because we all probably have gone through this at one point. You know, your credit card bills start racking up, especially right now. Got a lot of things going on. How would you like to erase your credit card bills? I'm talking about a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream can help you mark your credit card paid in full. Does that sound good? Do I got your attention right now? Good. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You get to quickly roll all the balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment, right? That sounds so much better than paying here and paying here and paying here and then, oh, what do I have left? Roll it all to one single monthly payment. Now you have more money monthly to handle your needs and your living expenses. You get a low fixed interest rate and free up more money. Free up more money. That's what we all want. We all want more money. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates just as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, and there are absolutely no fees. Not only that, if you apply, you can even get money the same day. Come on, guys. Throwing you the lifeline right now. Just for my listeners, apply now to get an additional interest rate discount and save even more. That's right. You get to save even more money. I know you're rocking with that. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/squad. That's S-Q-U-A-D. One D at a time, okay? That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/squad. S-Q-U-A-D for an additional discount. You're welcome. Moving on, we have ice cream versus frozen yogurt.
This one had me up all night.
No, gas had you up all night. Indigestion had you up all night.
Because I like both of them so much for different reasons. Like, ice cream is nostalgic. Takes me back to my childhood, birthday parties, ice cream sundaes.
Yesterday.
Ice cream socials. You guys ever been to an ice cream social?
Exactly. Yesterday.
What is that? What's the ice cream social?
You just show up. They have different types of ice cream. Everybody's having a good time, laughing, and you're eating ice cream. And you're doing this, and you're making business contacts. It's greater for world peace and humanity. I love it. But I really do love the experience of going and getting frozen yogurt. Sometimes I put more toppings than ice cream, but it's the whole thing, and I love it. So I would give ice cream the early edge, but there's room for debate there.
I think I'm right with you, though. I can't even front, though, because, like, coming up, ice cream was, like, bar none. Like, nothing could beat ice cream, especially, like, my favorite is butter pecan and now Rocky Road. But now that they have Yogurt Land and you have all of these flavors and the toppings and you can get as many as you want, like, you know, you go to Baskin Robbins, bro, you get literally two scoops. That's going to run you $18 for two scoops.
Baskin Robbins is ludicrous with the prices.
Bro, yes. They crazy with it.
I will say this. Even though it is crazy with the prices, like, there's nostalgia to Baskin Robbins. Remember when it was called 31 Flavors? Back in the day. And I will say this. Every year for my birthday, I always get an ice cream cake from Baskin Robbins. That's like a must.
That's what I was going to say. Ain't no frozen yogurt cake. Ain't no frozen yogurt sandwiches. Ain't no frozen yogurt trucks. I feel like frozen yogurt is cool, but it don't have what ice cream have. Ain't nobody eating frozen yogurt with pie. Ain't nobody eating frozen yogurt with brownies. Ice cream is universal.
If you go to Yogurt Land or any of the Froyo places, they be having brownies, they be having all that kind of stuff, chocolate.
Go ahead, Tony Baker.
Here's what I like about frozen yogurt. It's all soft serve, and so I don't like the hardness of ice cream. Now, like when you get a scoop, they be in there struggling. They put your arm in. They be pulling their arm in, and then the new employee ain't strong enough. You have the new employee. They be struggling. The spoons be bending. And then Cold Stone, they be throwing ice cream on the little ice grill.
Oh,
and
I hate that. What are you doing? I do not like that.
That's the hibachi of ice cream. It's a big moment.
That's how they get the ice cream up.
And the only reason ice cream was hot back in the day was because that's all we had. Like, frozen yogurt didn't exist back in the day. So it's like, back in the day, well, frozen yogurt didn't come out yet. But I like frozen yogurt better because it's softer all the time.
It is soft.
Is McDonald's ice cream machine frozen yogurt or ice cream?
It feels like frozen yogurt.
No, it's ice cream because frozen yogurt means it's, like, made with yogurt. But that ice cream is just made with, like, dairy milk.
Ice cream machine.
So, wait. What is the slow churn?
Soft serve. That's soft serve.
No, that's ice cream. Slow churn is just, unless it says yogurt on it, is ice cream.
But it's soft serve.
But it feels softer than the regular ice cream when it's slow churn.
Right, because of how they churn it, like how they're mixing it. Just like a whipped butter, it's because of how they whip the butter as opposed to just regular blocks.
Is soft serve ice cream or is soft serve in the yogurt category?
Soft serve's ice cream. I mean, if you talk about what it's made with, it's ice cream.
Soft serve is regular ice cream or yogurt.
It could be, so it floats.
Soft serve just means it comes out like soft.
Yeah, it's like softer ice cream.
Served soft.
So was soft serve ice cream the answer to yogurt because people were saying it was too hard, so it came up with a version to
make it? No, soft serve was out before.
They had soft serve ice cream first.
Yeah.
Okay. So yogurt is biting soft serve sweat.
Was soft serve the answer to frozen yogurt?
Because ice cream was the antagonist to cold teeth.
He's Stephen A. Smith.
Frozen yogurt is supposed to be healthier than like ice cream or soft serve.
Yeah, there's a Seinfeld episode
yogurt, which has more protein. It's supposed to be healthy.
It's like fat-free or something.
Yogurt isn't really healthy, is it?
I think what Pat brought up is the versatility of ice cream is a very important factor in this debate. Mm-hmm. If you're going Sunday for Sunday, you know, dessert for dessert, it's a toss-up. But ice cream pairs well with a lot of things.
But you can't have a banana split with yogurt.
You can.
Oh, yeah.
You can. Who would want to do that?
You can.
Who would do that?
Yes, because this is soft serve. What do you think they give you at McDonald's? It's soft serve ice cream, which is the same consistency as frozen yogurt.
But what about ice cream? They have vanilla flavored frozen yogurt, so it doesn't really matter. It's a glitch. It's a glitch in my thing, guys.
What about ice cream sandwich?
A glitch in your voice.
Yeah, you can't have yogurt sandwiches.
He always talk like he's going next and double jump. He's like, it got
to hear
jump in or wait.
Aw, oh, to hear, it's okay.
How's your shoulder, Kev?
Oh.
That's just mean.
Yeah, y'all are so mean. Y'all are so mean to each other. Yeah. But this is
all down the stairs and dislocated my shoulder.
Wait, you fell down the stairs?
Yes, he dislocated his shoulder.
I
typed in my comment that I fell down the stairs, Pat. You were so busy saying that I look like a roast pork that you didn't listen to the, you didn't read the caption.
Hey, I said you look like a butcher's cut of pork.
And then T.I. commented, I was like, oh, T.I. commented on my post, and it was just him laughing at your comment. Get out of here, Cliff.
I thought you pulled the muscle watching Hulu.
Kev, who popped your shoulder back in?
It popped back in by itself.
Like, you felt it?
How? Yeah,
I watched it. I don't know. I was
It was dinner time, and he was like, oh, yeah!
My wife was about to call 911 to pop it back in, and it was just like,
oh!
It just happened?
It just popped back in. It was really painful.
No, Pat, he fell down some stairs. He fell down 7 stairs before he reached up to try to stop falling.
Did you say
diddly-dee
when you fell?
Oh, Tone. It was like, if I would have had the video, Tone, you would have had to do that twice to cover the amount of time. You would have been like, skip that diddly-dee. I was falling like, I told Doughboy on the podcast, I literally was falling so long, I was like, man, I am falling down these stairs. Like, I had that clear thought at that time, and I was still falling. I was like, I should try to grab this railing.
Yeah, shoulder popped out, popped back in, and popped out again. In the
My wife said the painters were laughing at me, and she came around the corner, and they were like, oh, sorry.
They were like, ja, 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 ja.
What you get, Kev? I'm sure you're sitting like, ah, peasant, look at this vast home that I live in. Like, do, 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 do.
No, but then no.
That's a racist joke.
No, but this is the best up part.
Now still paid. It's spelling ha ha ha. The H and the J in Spanish is a jota. No. Cha, cha, cha. Go ahead.
But listen. After he falls, dislocates his shoulder, his wife tells him to drive home. Guess what this fat nigga did after he was supposed to drive home?
Uber.
He went to 4 different stores looking for spicy noodles.
Kev!
What? In my defense...
He dropped his sandwich while he failed.
In my defense, gotta eat. I wanted the noodles before I fell down the stairs. Just because I had...
Change, with the
you know how it is, man. When you have a taste for something, you need it. You gotta...
You needed a doctor.
His he had his arm riding on the passenger seat next to him looking for spicy noodles.
Kev tried to act like he didn't hear Melissa. She was like, make sure you get some icy hot. Spicy noodles? For sure.
The visual of his arm sitting in the seat next to him is so funny.
That was mad. It was funny.
Get out the car and put it on, be like...
You put it on back with his elbows in the front. Spicy noodles.
Like, that don't look right.
Not forget all that. Spicy noodles. Thank you, sir.
Get all that with the elbow facing forward.
So did you find them? Did you find them?
Nope. I went to 3 different grocery places, and they didn't have them. There was a guy in Rite Aid. He didn't have a mask on. They threw him out of the Rite Aid. It was crazy. It was pandemonium, bro.
Out, like Jazzy Jeff?
They threw him out. He was mad. Everybody had masks. We're turning into the Purge Society, man. That mask thing is – these people are not playing. I see some Mexican people selling masks on the side of the road for $5. And I was like, man, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Fair selling them for 10.
You focused on the wrong thing, Tony.
You so went to Rite Aid for spicy noodles.
No, he went to 3 different stores that were practicing social distancing. So he had to wait to get in the store, go and look, not see it, and then go to another one.
But what spicy noodles are you trying to find?
You know, like the Nong Shim?
Oh, like the Instant?
Yeah.
Oh, those are fire.
See? That knows.
They're fire.
You went to 3 stores? Oh, yeah.
Get over this, Megan.
Here, put your panties down.
Jock strap.
Oh.
He was like, he's clean.
I got you a pair too, Pat.
That was perfect timing. Sheesh.
You didn't have to explain it. Put your panties down.
You hold know on, somebody's at my door. Hold on, hold on.
Postmates. Talk about who is it. You know that you got the alert.
Sir, we do not have enough inventory for this order. We keep telling you. Who's it?
All right, what are we even talking about? Y'all are the worst at staying on topic.
You let your Postmates person in the house?
Shut up.
He has a key.
She came in with those. She like just regular place. Put it in the bed.
Put
it on the bed next to the pillow again.
Put it on the bed.
I'll see you in a few hours.
Homeboy be on Postmates like the sneakerheads. Like, I heard they got a new pot roast place opening up. I got the lottery ticket.
Pot roast place?
Jesus.
They use the chuck. You know, they got the prime cut.
When was the last time y'all actually had pot roast?
We had pot roast like 2 weeks ago in the corner.
We had it last week. What was that when you cooked the pot roast? Was that last week?
2 weeks ago.
I had it, but with a caveat. I had it like 2 weeks ago, but my girl made it in an Instapot, and it took like 30 minutes, and I don't really respect that.
You ate it, though. But you ate it.
It's an Instapot. It's like a crock pot that cooks super fast.
Amazing. I love it. And you can cook stuff straight from frozen state. So, like, you don't even have to let it thaw out. You put the chicken breast right in there, put some vegetable broth in there, season that joint up.
You're getting hard right now. I said, you're getting hard right now.
I cannot stand up. This is That's true. I can't stand up.
This is why he chose jeans, so he could talk about chicken. You don't have to try and hide. Hey, y'all remember, sorry, Meg, this ain't you. Y'all remember going through puberty in middle school and your meat would just get hard and it, out of nowhere? You'd be like, fam, this is geography. What's going on?
And jeans would save you. They would give you extra cover. Like, if you never sweat, you out here.
Never in school. Always in church. Always in church.
Way harder to explain in church.
Oh, man.
Explain this for me as a female. So when you're going through puberty, like at that age, you can't control when you get
hard like 20 times a day.
You don't even have to look at something. You could just think about something. It'd be like,
so when did that
I stayed hard. Hard week, man. 20 times a day for man. No reason.
Nothing they would come at weird times.
Weird, man.
Weird about
they're like, Tony, come up here and do the math on the board. I'd be like, ha, roaches.
Think about roaches too.
I had to. Like,
the roach had a hard meat. He was like, "Yeah, I'm about to have roach sex."
Roach had hard meat.
Roaches, I would always bring in. I'm like, roaches cooking eggs. Yes, roaches cooking eggs.
What?
I always use nuns.
Roach cook eggs because they're flat on the ground. Are they on their hind legs?
Yeah, they're standing up cooking. You see the bottom parts of the roaches? I'm like, ew, yes, perfect. And then I would get up and do the problem.
Oh,
as soon as I sat back down, I was Woody Harrelson. All over.
Woody Harrelson, that's hilarious.
Woody Harrelson. Man.
Wait, when does that stop, though? When does that stop?
High school?
Probably. It was 6th through 9th grade were some tough days.
Man.
I used to keep a book out of my backpack in my hand just in case I needed to cover myself. I would never put all my books in my backpack because I needed just – you see a middle schooler standing there just holding his backpack in his front. He's going through puberty, man.
Why would y'all are saying – I'm trying to remember because as a female, we never think about this stuff in middle school. I'm like,
oh, man, them kids – them dudes around you was sweating bullets trying to hide that.
That's so funny. I never
would be thinking about nothing. I'd be like, man, that was a good show last night. Then pure wood.
Ah.
It was always in weird classes, too, like social studies.
Man. biology, I had a whole orgasm.
It's like hunter-gatherer.
Biology.
I remember having wet dreams before they told me what was happening. I was oh, my God.
I thought I peed on myself.
I thought I peed on myself, too. I was like, I peed on myself, but it felt good in my dream.
I had to peel it off of my thigh.
It
was already enough to hear. It was
And we were talking about our child selves. Disgusting.
It didn't move when I shook it. I had to pee.
Tahir looked like Harry at the end of Dumb and Dumber. he was licking that thing on the ski thing on the movie.
Ooh, that took a long time to not get no.
I was trying to giggle with it. Like
that was hard to watch.
Tahir, shut up. You got a Finnegan's sponsored shirt.
Huh?
Nope.
Kevin, your balls. Your balls. You showed your balls. Why did you show your balls?
Yellow panties,
oh, God.
Kevin is sitting on the couch with boy shorts on right now.
Booty shorts.
They're bunched up. They're real.
Melissa smacked Kev on the ass on the way out of the bedroom.
I didn't know the laptop was gonna show that part. I was trying to make the joke. I embarrassed myself more.
Just shut up.
Man, what do you guys think about the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now?
Shut up, man.
Shut up, you nerd.
Camel toe on stage.
Jeez. Nobody wanna see that.
Give it up for Gooch on stage.
Gooch on stage?
Woo. All right, man. So let's go ahead and get this tally going up.
What was the thing? What was the topic again?
Ice cream versus frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt?
Keep this in mind. Ice cream don't got
here, I'm going to always get you.
Frogan?
Always.
Frozen yogurt sounds like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. The Frogan yogurt. Go up north. It has the best Frogan. Talk to Frogan.
Frogan bag.
Frogan?
Tony, you a whole ass nigga for that.
Jesus.
I'm a
Go up north. They have the best Frogan yogurt.
Whole ass nigga.
I am to hear more House of Frogan yogurt, first of his name, protector of the topping.
Protector of the toppings. He opened up a truck full of gummy bears and M&Ms.
All right, Joe. We got it. We got it from toppings. And Kev, you shut your kick ass up. You over there dressed like a hoe. Shut up. We gotta do a live.
Nobody would see bottom. That's
my shirt.
God. Nigga Kev is dressed for his OnlyFans podcast right after this.
Right after that.
I ain't got no socks on either.
Oh, God.
All right, man. Okay.
That's the
you
word.
Walking around the house like a true baby mama right now.
This is one important thing to consider, though.
Joe Boy wanted to talk about this ice cream so bad. Yeah, you have to try to bring us back to the topic so hard.
Ice cream ain't got no fire nicknames. Frozen yogurt got Froyo.
All right, guys, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and tally it up real quick before Del say something else stupid. How's that gravy, my boy?
Shut up.
T, I think Pat's made the best argument. The ice cream is good in so many ways. I'm going with ice cream. That was a solid argument.
I'm doing froyo. I'm going froyo all day, man. I like the froyo.
I'm going ice cream too, just because in addition to being great by itself, it makes other people better. It's like the LeBron of desserts. So yeah.
No. I'm going to go with ice cream because if I had to pick, if one left this earth, which one would I be sad about? And it would be ice cream.
Okay. Kev?
Ice cream.
Tom?
I'm going to go with ice cream, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Everybody out here? Y'all just left me out here on these froyo streets?
Yeah.
Anybody like
and froyo information, ice cream is better.
We're going to move on to this last and final topic.
All your information. Can't believe y'all gave him that.
No.
Can't be giving it. That's why Kev is a thot. He dressed like that because he just give it up to anybody. He just laughing at whatever. A thot ass.
Well, I let you feature for me every week.
Oh.
Go to commercials in here. Just go to commercials.
When Kev ain't got nothing, he just going to hit you with a cold, hard fact.
I'm not good at roasting. I told y'all.
How's your shoulder, whore?
My shoulder is in a lot of pain. I didn't tell you. Melissa was like, Isaiah, sit in this room and make sure your dad don't do nothing. And I was like, Isaiah, for real, bro, I got to get out of this room. And he was like, all right, push me out the room with your left shoulder and I'll leave.
Oh, they smell blood. First of all,
later on that night, Isaiah walking past me in the hallway, he was like, you know I'm the strongest man in this house. I couldn't do nothing because my arm was killing me.
That's so damn funny.
If you were in the lion pride, you would be shunned out.
If I was a wildebeest, I'm in the back. Hey, pick him off, bro. He trash out here.
You might have been
fine. That's fine. All right. We're going to go on to this last and final topic. We have Ja Rule versus 50 Cent. Who has more hits?
Wait, before we get into it, who do y'all think initially off the top of your head?
50.
I think Ja Rule has more hits.
I would say Ja Rule. I would initially say Ja Rule has more radio.
I would
radio
say Ja
hits.
Too, man. I would say 50. I had a couple summers where he couldn't miss for like two summers in a row. It was
facts.
Because 50 Cent has bigger albums, obviously, but Ja Rule had hit after hit after hit.
But so did 50. Candy Shop, In the Club, Disco Inferno.
Let's go one by one.
Disco Inferno wasn't like a hit.
It wasn't though.
Wait.
Let Meg and Pat go hit for hit.
Okay.
You have 50s?
Yeah, I got it up.
Mm-hmm. All right. 2001, Always on Time, Ja Rule.
That was a good big.
Am I just listing all mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought we were going one for one. All right. Mesmerize, y'all remember that? By Ja Rule?
Yeah.
Is that a hit? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. It's Murder.
Holla, it's murder.
Oh, holla. No, it's not.
Holla, holla is a different song.
Yeah, I don't know what It's Murder is. Living It Up.
Yes, all I did was be living it up.
What I do.
That was okay, Steve, okay, that was Wonder up. Song, right? Down Ass Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Between Me and You.
Everything we did. Yep.
Clap Back, great song.
We gonna clap back.
Let's take him to war, nigga.
is that Ja Rule or your Chewbacca impersonation?
Then Holla Holla.
Mm-hmm.
Caught Up.
Yeah, what about I'm Real? You haven't said I'm Real yet.
No, that's still on here.
Oh,
Can I Get Her?
Can I get her?
Hold on, wait. Do we give Holla Holla 2 because they did the original, then they did the remix. The remix put it back on the charts.
Yeah.
I think I'm Real was an Ashanti song, wasn't it?
I'm real, and
that's a J-Lo.
It's a J-Lo song.
But I think it was on both albums. I thought it was on both albums.
He was for sure on that, but it's not on here.
But we should give him that anyway, because he was what made the song.
Yeah. All right.
So every song that features 50 and Ja Rule as well, or just their?
We could do him in the game. That should be counted.
Yeah, it could be. They could be. They could be. They can be collaborative. That's
fine. I think if it's if the hit is big enough, if we all feel justified in saying that the hit is big enough and that okay. I'm Real was big enough for that.
All right, well, then that's 11. We got New York.
Yep.
That was Put It On Me.
Okay. Put it on me, yeah.
And then after 2008, I don't know any of these.
Nah, there's nothing.
That's where it is.
That was the Fire Festival planning.
Yeah. So what about Furious from Fast and Furious?
Nah,
we're not gonna do that. We're gonna go with
13.
13 is fine. That's good. Okay.
That's a good number to start with.
Now what we got for 50?
Okay, so for 50 we had
How to Rob.
This is not in order, by the way. Down on Me, which is Jeremiah featuring 50 Cent. That was a hit. Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was number 4 on the Billboard. It was a hit. In the Club. Cool. Show. Disco Inferno. Mm-hmm. How We Do, the game featuring 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Game and 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just a Little Bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 5. P.I.M.P.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Magic Stick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
21 Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hate It or Love It.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Shop.
Mm-hmm. Already, I like these songs more than Ja Rule.
Okay, that's 10 already, you guys. Wanksta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say Wanksta yet.
AO Technology.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes, with Justin. With Justin.
That was trash.
I didn't like it, but it was a hit.
It was a hit, though.
5 on the Billboard. We got to pick that. I don't know about this. Up. Love Rants featuring I Am Sue and Skipper or 50 Cent?
Nah. No.
Okay, what about the Power theme song? Does that count?
Nah.
No.
That's a banger.
Out of Control, 50 Cent featuring Mobb Deep. Out of Control.
No. Oh, man, I love that song. I don't know.
I like it, but yeah, I don't know if it was a hit.
No, it was not a hit.
Crack a Bottle, Eminem, Dre, 50.
That was just a big song.
No, it wasn't a hit, though.
I think they tied. It hit number one.
They are very...
Yeah. So technically, Ja Rule has more because I'm looking at Billboard and there's a bunch of stuff I never heard of that peaked really high, like Wonderful with R. Kelly and Ashanti, Down For You with Ja Rule and Ashanti. Oh, I kind of remember that song. I don't think we said Thug Lovin' with Bobby Brown.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, that's what that was. Oh! Yeah, that
was the video. Now you at what, 14, 15?
16.
That's like 15. And then Cry with Lil Mo, which is 16.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Shut up, Cam. You ain't never heard that song.
I have.
Ja Rule had more hits, but I like
it. No, I'm not done with 250, though, so Seductive.
Oh, yeah.
Best Friend with Olivia, yes.
Best Friend.
I Get Money.
Oh, that was hard.
That was his last hit.
At 16. Encore, Eminem, Dr. Dre, 50?
No.
All right. Can't Leave Him Alone with Sierra?
Nah, okay.
No.
So that was a big hit.
They're tied at this point, Megan. Stop it.
But see,
they're
this
at the
is...
bottom of the barrel.
Window Shopper. I didn't even say that
yet. Window Shopper was hard.
Yeah,
hey, wait. Hustler's Ambition from his movie. That song was hard.
No, I mean, we're talking about hits, though. He definitely has songs.
Hustler's Ambition was hard, though.
Yeah. Oh, did we say Many Men?
Many Men.
Many Men.
Heat with the gun cocking.
But Many Men wasn't a single, though.
Y'all just named the songs you like.
No, Many Men was a single. They had a video for that. Right. Many Men was.
But was it a hot hit?
19 right there.
I don't know if Many Men was a hot hit. I think we just liked it.
I Get It In?
No.
But this is the thing. This is
Doughboy featuring Starches.
Shut up. this is where I think I'm gonna probably edge it to 50 because they both have a lot of hits. But I didn't like the way that Ja Rule sounded when he would sing, even though they were really like popular songs. Yeah, he just sounded trash, and I felt like 50 sounded less trash when he would sing.
Here's my thing. 50 talked about Ja Rule singing all over the tracks and then dismantled his career and did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Ja Rule, even though, he put on a hard thug demeanor, his music was fun. Like, we hadn't had fun music like that in hip-hop in a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, he gave you that Bobby Brown, New Jack Swing type of fun. Like, you put your hands up. 50 made music when you go in the club and you just mean mug and everybody's rapping hard in each other's face doing this. So, like, I enjoyed what Ja Rule brought to music at that point, right? He made it fun.
He stole his blueprint.
The whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing.
I gotta give it to Ja Rule because Pidgey was like, hey, I'm gonna sing too. Let me take my shirt off in the candy shop video.
Nah, I'm
like, man, he's trying to be Ja Rule.
I mean, I don't think he tried to sing that much. The majority of his really big hits, he wasn't doing that singing shit.
He be singing?
Yes, like
in the club, 21 questions.
Like he's singing on Candy Shop.
He's singing on 21 questions.
That was Nate Dogg singing on that. That wasn't him singing. That was Nate Dogg. He did not sing on 21 questions.
If he sang,
yes, he did. No, he did. Whole rap verse.
What did he sing? Tell me the part that he sang.
Tell me the part. Questions? Will you ask them?
That's Nate Dogg. That's Nate Dogg.
One questions. I'm curious.
He rapped. He never sang on that song.
That's not even a part of the song. Wait. Technically, Doughboy, there was that part that was like, I asked 21 questions.
That was Nate Dogg.
About us. No, that was 50's part.
No, it wasn't. 50. That was Nate Dogg.
No, would you love me in the Bentley? Would you love me on the bus? That was
Nate Dogg. That was Nate Dogg.
I'm yelling at us, man. All right. It was Nate Dogg. Right.
He's sang on a lot of
Turn your voice and that sweatshirt down while you talk to us.
Wasn't there a part where 50 broke out into song?
Yeah.
Yes, he always singing.
That's what I'm saying. He was.
Oh, guest stunts in my 745. Crazy shorty.
My own voice.
Are you to hear me?
Just loud and wrong.
Literally being loud and wrong.
Man, fuck. Fuck eggs. I don't fuck with eggs no more.
What do eggs do?
Man, fuck eggs. I am not fucking with eggs no more.
Sweatshirt sponsored by Egg Yolk.
Yeah, I was going to say, he dressed like a big yolk right now.
Damn like it. A melted yolk.
Hey, guys, I got to hop off. I got to go live on All Def Digital. Bye, guys.
Wait, are you serious?
That was fast as hell.
I'm 20 minutes late. My bad, guys. I'm Tyria Lane today.
You really gotta leave?
Yeah, I do. I was supposed to go live 20 minutes ago.
Well, what's your pick? 50 or job? 50 or job? 50 or job?
50 Cent.
Peace.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
We got 50. I'm going for job. Tone's going for job. Where you at, Joe?
I'm going for 50 Cent. 50 Cent brought back that rugged New York sound that was missing for years.
And then he stole Ja Rule sound after that.
Shut your ass up,
he
Tony.
Did, man. He literally did. It would have been fine if he didn't make a big deal about it. If he would have just did it, I would have been like, okay, like people are singing now. But he was like, yeah, that's dumb, right, guys?
Yeah. Dumb.
I'll
take you to the candy shop. I know. What? He was like, hey, this thing's kind of working for me.
Here's the question
I
want to ask you guys, though, before you make your final decision. At the height of their career, do you think 50 was hotter than Ja Rule was?
Yes. 50 was the closest thing to a pop star at the time.
That's what I think, too. I think
without switching over, too. He did it for a while without switching over.
50 was like, you couldn't go. Everybody was playing his music everywhere. He was on everything. I don't know if Ja ever peaked that high.
Ja Rule was just earlier, so we forgot about that. But you got to remember, Ja Rule had way more crossover appeal than 50 ever had.
No, I agree with that. But I just think it was there was a time where it was universally like 50 is the biggest rapper. I don't know if Ja had a...
No. The audience never really fully believed in Ja Rule to buy his album. It was kind of like how Rihanna was initially. Like, Rihanna would always have hit single. But people was like, I don't know if I want to buy the whole album.
Yep.
All right, you know. Whereas Beyonce, people just bought the album first.
Yep.
And people forget how big that 50 album was. I remember the first week it came out, he did like 870,000. Then the next week, he did like 860.
It doubled up on the eight.
Yeah,
and nobody's ever done that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then the second album, he did a mill in the first week. So he was
album, it was a million in a short week. He came out a few days later than like the release date. So it was like a million in a short week. But then
do y'all think the hype behind 50 sold the records more? Like you got this, hold on. You got a rapper who's been shot 9 times, one in the face.
Drug dealer,
got revenge on the people that shot him. He was the first rapper to sign a $1 million contract. Eminem signed him for $1 million. It had never been done before. He had the history with being dropped from the first two labels. All of that.
He definitely had a great narrative. He had a fantastic story coming out the gate.
This is my theory.
Also had to deliver on that though. Like if the music didn't deliver, nobody would have cared about all that stuff.
It was the perfect storm of controversy and like good songs attached. So it was like,
That Get Rich or Die Trying.
That
Get Rich or Die Trying is still bangs today. Like it holds up. Like I still love that album.
And this is what I was saying. Because
Sticker Try Trying.
This is the thing, though. Like, his whole voice got altered when he got shot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was a big part of his thing. But for that moment of time, there was like a 3-year stretch when he was really in that music bag. No, the music he was making was just that much better than everybody else. I think he got away from that as he got richer and he started doing other things. But them first couple albums, 50 could not miss. So it wasn't just the story. It was he had the music to back it up.
The Massacre, I was skipping a lot in that album.
Yeah, that did.
That Trying was dope.
Yeah.
But no, but if you go his last mixtape, Guess Who's Back, and then his first album, and then The Massacre, like those three bodies of work were just really, really, really good.
And if you think about the posses that are attached to these guys, so Murder, Inc. and G-Unit, I would much rather listen to G-Unit.
Did you say posses?
Yes, they're posses because it's they homeboys that they put on.
You think just because you got a cowboy hat on, you're going to start talking in the Western days?
I'm going to be a posse, Dan.
Yeah.
Get your Mario Van Peebles ass up. Whose man's is this, yo?
Round up the posse.
Low key though, I just added that to my watch list on Amazon Prime because posse is right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Memorial Van Peebles and all that.
Posse, so. Anyway, back to the question: would y'all rather listen to Murder, Inc. or G-Unit?
G-Unit, easy.
Well, are we going hits or are we just going the full thing?
G-Unit.
I thought we were just doing hits.
Hits. I mean, I'm just saying, this is a question. What would you rather?
Oh, definitely G-Unit.
Yeah. Murder, Inc. never put out. They never put out
music. Who's the other artist besides
Cadillac Tarr and Black?
You have to throw Ashanti in the posse because she was murdered.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ashanti.
So Ashanti buried the rest of G-Unit.
I don't like it.
It was
the rest of G-Unit.
Hold on. You had Ashanti. You had Charlie Baltimore. You had Mitsubishi Tide, and then you had Black Child.
Mitsubishi Tide, what he called it.
That really new?
No, his name was Cadillac Tarr, but 50 called him Mitsubishi Tarr, and then he called Black Child Crack Child. It was hilarious.
Ashanti was the only one that made any noise, though.
But her sideburns.
You'll overlook that.
She made some great hits. She's a great
There's an article written that said that Beyonce will never be as big as Ashanti ever in her life.
Really?
It comes up all the time. Bro, you got to remember how big Ashanti was. People really didn't believe Beyonce was going to be a great solo artist at all.
This was Ashanti's go-to move.
They heard Crazy
right
in Love and was like, "Nah,
no one wasn't."
No. The record executives thought that Crazy in Love was
going in.
Vida, that's the girl I was saying. Vida was on Murder, Inc. So was Lloyd.
Oh wait, they wasn't.
Oh, Lloyd, I forgot about Lloyd.
Fine 2 or 5-2, Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on
Lloyd. From 2004 to 2009.
I forgot about Lloyd. Lloyd made some noise.
Christina Milian was on there. I forgot about her being on there.
She didn't drop nothing on there, though.
Nah.
Vanessa Carlton, she was on there?
Vanessa Carlton?
Yeah, that's
time Vanessa Carlton.
2006
to the G-Unit?
Yeah. No, the Murder, Inc.
Oh, well, that doesn't make much sense either. Is that making my way downtown?
He back like it was better. He was like, oh wait, he came back.
What's Vanessa Carlton? She's not making my way downtown. That's her. That's her?
That's not her.
Making my way downtown. That's her.
That's Sasha Bedingfield.
No, that's Vanessa Carlton.
Why did she get signed to Murder, Inc.?
For what?
Making my way downtown.
Making my way downtown. That's what Murder, Inc.
He said,
making
my way to rob somebody?
Murder, Inc. Right, so
we didn't get everybody. We still got to get Kev and Meg.
I didn't get you mine.
Okay.
You said 50 Cent already.
Oh. You did.
Okay. I was just making sure, Nick.
D-
dumb one. You are so funny, bro.
Mine.
So it's 2 for 2 because Doe and Pat have 50. Me and Tony going with Ja. So it's down to you two.
Ja Rule.
It's murder. 3 to 2. Kyler. Where you at, Matt?
She going 50.
There we go. You did this on the last episode, too. Just give us the shit.
I mean, I'm really...
You know. And no, you can't pick Kirk Franklin instead.
50 Cent is also just a terrible person now. I don't want to vote for him.
He was always terrible. If I have to just look at their music, and I have to think about my history and, like...
The Ghetto Twerk Team.
Yes, Ghetto Twerk Team. I'm gonna have to go Ja Rule.
Yes!
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Jeffrey Atkins wins.
I like Ja Rule's rap voice, the raspiness of it. I like that more than 50 Cent's rap.
It ain't even a question. Blah, 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 blah.
How my dough goes, I'm rude to these bad hoes. I was all up on it. That was good. Well, there it is, man. Looks like 50 is taking a backseat to Ja Rule for the first time in his career.
Yo, did you hear the time 50 bought all the front row tickets at Ja's concert?
He petty. That man is petty.
Yo, anybody that beefs with every single person in their life, he beefs with. I'm like,
even his birth son, Tony.
His son.
Dang, bro, but enough.
This is a fun fact, though. It's a fun fact. Fat Joe is trying to set it up right now, and Ja Rule already agreed to have Ja Rule and 50 Cent do a battle of the hit. So that might.
On IG Live?
On IG Live. So that might.
50's not going to do it because he doesn't want to give Ja any shine. Even to this day, I guarantee he's not going to do it.
Why does he hate him so much?
He tried to kill him. Well, at least that's the urban legend. That's the urban legend.
Urgent? Is that the urgent legend?
It's the urban legend. They had beef.
That Ja Rule tried to kill 50 Cent?
There was a whole situation where 50 Cent got stabbed in the studio, and people said that
Ja Rule... That was in the heat of the moment, man. But
they said Ja Rule and his crew were behind the attack, allegedly.
Were you fighting? Anybody could get stabbed in the heat of the moment. I didn't really want to kill you. It was the heat of the moment.
That was the heat of the moment stab.
Yeah, you know. That was awkward as hell.
It's so hard on Zoom. You never know if somebody's top talking or not.
I was just saying
that in the heat of the moment is a criminal defense. If you go out and plan to stab somebody, that's worse than fighting and I just stab you because we was fighting. That's a big difference in the court of law.
In the heat of the moment, if you get hit so hard that you have to stab somebody to retaliate, that should be understood.
Well, in the heat of the night, Sidney Poitier is going to be there.
When Brick hit that guy with a trident in Anchorman, that was in the heat of the moment. Brick killed the guy.
Killed him, man.
He probably better lay low for a while because I think he was wanted for murder for that.
That's been another episode of Squadcast Versus, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. Shout out to the squad for tuning in as well. Hope you guys had a great week going forward, and we will see you next week. Continue to shoot those messages on the inbox with your suggestions. We take a look at all of them. We decide accordingly. Thank y'all. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.